This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and we are now joined by Harrison Crabtree, who's the Executive Director of the World Trade Center New Orleans, who is also the travel partner of Michael Heck on their jaunt to Australia. And he is still recovering from having to sit next to Michael on a 17-hour jaunt to Australia and now has PTSD and is looking for steerage tickets on their next European travel.
Anything.
They weren't lying. Well, that is a long flight. It beat you up.
And then sitting next to Michael on top of it. Come on. But nonetheless, anyway, Harrison, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me,
man.
So, Michael, no Harrison. Comment. No comment from you.
No,
Michael.
No comment. Let's get right into it with Harrison.
So, Harrison, Michael and I touched briefly on the trade mission to Australia. Obviously, very important trading partners. For the United States, and more importantly, if they could be for the or continue to be for Louisiana, what were some of the significant takeaways on this trip?
Yeah, so Noel, it was really a great trip, and these trade missions kind of fit into our larger strategy at the World Trade Center in terms of, you know, building New Orleans and Louisiana as kind of that trusted partner across the globe. And so Australia has been on our radar now for about a year. We've seen a lot of investment from that country coming over. We have over $1 billion right now in the pipeline in Louisiana. And then on kind of the trading side, you know, looking at the numbers the other week, a decade ago, Australia was our 60th largest trading partner. Last year, it was our 14th largest trading partner. So a lot of synergies going on there. And so we went over to really focus on that future energy space. So looking at batteries, hydrogen, natural gas, because there are a lot of synergies between Louisiana and Australia and that. And so really learned a lot from them, but was able, more importantly, to meet with companies that are actively looking to invest in Louisiana. And I think the biggest takeaway from this trip was, you know, we are doing a lot of the same things Australia is doing. So we're investing heavily in that future energy component. But more importantly, both Louisiana and Australia have a clear plan and a direction that both areas are going into. So it was great for us to be able to convey that plan to them and then for them also to convey their plans and their strategy to us. So a lot of lessons learned, a lot of communication, and that we're excited to continue to pursue.
Harrison, to move from 60th to 14 in 10 years, I mean, that's a huge jump. What can we attribute that to?
Yeah, so it's almost exclusively related to the energy sector, which is a large reason why we wanted to go over. So if you look at companies like Sierra, and I know there was a lot of debate with Michael on the trip about how we should pronounce that company. But if you look at a company like that, who's importing all of their products for battery manufacturing through South Louisiana and then putting it on rail and barge up to North Louisiana. So it's a lot of these projects, the critical mineral space that are importing their commodities through Louisiana. But what I think is even more important is, unlike other industries, those products are staying in Louisiana, or a lot of them are staying in Louisiana to be refined and to be manufactured. So when we talk about that value add as a critical component of the trade sector, a lot of these Australian commodities are being value added here in Louisiana, which we love to see.
Is Australia a major player in rare earth minerals?
Yes. So if you look at the rare earth sector, a lot of the critical minerals for the battery sector, lithium, things like that are coming from Australia. And of course, they're going all throughout the United States. But part of why we were over there is we want Louisiana to be that destination for those commodities and for these manufacturers that need it. And, you know, when we're talking with these companies over there, these, you know, hydrogen and battery companies, to them, you know, the port system here was a huge asset and benefit. And so they loved being able to learn more about that and how, you know, when time is money, if they're able to import their goods into Louisiana, take it off a ship, and then within a day they're manufacturing it into a product, that's a huge advantage for us as a state and a region.
Do we see any other opportunities with them other than energy?
Yeah, so the defense sector is a huge opportunity for them as well as for us. You know, we have a lot of logistical advantages when it comes to defense, and I know the state's recent strategic master plan has an emphasis on that sector as well. So I think there's some potential synergies there. You know, what we found interesting as well is Australia is in the process of kind of kicking up into high gear their offshore wind sector. And so we had some great conversations on how can we take that Louisiana know-how that we're already doing across the United States and export a lot of that technical capability to Australia. So it wasn't just about bringing Australian companies to Louisiana, but finding those opportunities to where can we export that Louisiana knowledge and help our companies get a foothold in that market as well.
For the listening audience to better understand the importance of trade missions, you just kind of articulated what you guys discussed there. What would be the typical next step to follow up and follow through?
Yeah, I think first, to just touch upon the importance of the trade missions. I love to say here in New Orleans and Louisiana, the world knows us for our food, our music, and culture, but they don't know the great things that we're doing in terms of business. And so it was really interesting when we were in Australia, especially in Melbourne, everybody we met with knew Harry Connick Jr. because he's got a house there. They knew him. But then when we got to talking about all of our assets, they weren't aware of any of that. And so finding a way for us to tap into what people already know about us to then drill home the business standpoint is really why these trade missions are so important for us. And so usually, you know, what happens in terms of next steps, you know, it's important for us to keep that conversation going. And so, you know, this week has really, my schedule has been just keeping in touch with all of these folks, scheduling follow-up meetings, and then serving as that connector to the business community here. So as they had questions about whether it's port assets or rail, being that facilitator to connect them to them, because it's really important for us to not let those conversations go quiet. If they go quiet, it's very hard to restart them. So for us, it's really important to keep talking to them and you know, hopefully get these companies and the government leaders we met with back here into New Orleans. I think it's a really exciting time in Australia for us, as I'm sure the listeners are well aware. The Pelicans playing the NBA's first ever game in Australia in October. Everyone over there is very excited about that. So, again, that's another opportunity for us to get that New Orleans brand out there and to a global audience. And so we're really excited about following up on some of those initiatives as well.
So I'm trying to think how to ask this question, but let's take it from the tariff perspective. I mean, that's just scratching the surface of trade with the United States. Was there an overarching philosophy that they had about the United States that may have surprised you, or anything that surprised you in that regard?
Yeah. So it was an interesting time to be over there last week when the Trump tariffs came out, the reciprocal tariffs. We were actually sitting in a meeting, and it was kind of surprising. The reaction we got was a little bit more positive than I had expected. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these companies we meet with, they're not making investments on a month-by-month basis. These are, you know, 3, 4, 5-year plans and projects. And so I think it was encouraging for them, you know, for us to hear from them that it's business as usual, because they're looking at the long term. They're not, again, making these investments based on what's going to be happening in a month from now. They're looking at 5 years from now, and what does that investment ecosystem look like? So for us, that was really encouraging to hear that it's business as usual. And again, I think that's why it's so important to build these relationships, knowing that you know, many of these projects take years to come to fruition. And so getting in at the ground level early on for us is really important.
One of the challenges I think that the U.S. is going to have in the very near future is uncoupling the connection of China to some of these countries relative to rare earth minerals. What has Australia's approach been to China? And have they kind of let them in or no?
No, and I think that's where, again, the tariff discussion was kind of another surprising and interesting thing in the conversation with some of these companies. They're not thrilled with the 10% tariff, but they're not upset with it, because for them, I think it gives them a little bit more of an advantage over some of these Chinese companies that are shipping their rare earths to the U.S. So that was another kind of surprising thing that we heard from them is, you know, we're not happy with it, but we're not upset with it because, again, they were only tariffed at 10%. So it does give them a little bit of an advantage when looking at the U.S. market over some of their competitors.
And if I could just jump in there, yeah. So there are two things. Is one, what Harrison said is that they weren't that upset because the tariffs hurt China more than they hurt Australia, and they have the same challenges with China or same kind of, you know, issues that we do. The thing that was interesting relative to China and the rest of the world is that Australia is in a bit of a pickle. And this is kind of similar in some ways to Europe in that they've done a really good job exporting their energy resources, particularly coal in Australia's case. But now they're starting to face domestic shortages. And so they've got a political challenge that they've got to convince people that they've got to keep more of their energy at home and support more energy production at home. Otherwise, they're going to be in this strange position of having to import more expensive energy than they export.
Has Australia gone by the way of Germany, where they abandoned, you know, kind of coal-fired production as well as others? And
you go, Harrison.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I was just going to say that there was a bit of talk that seemed kind of Pollyanna Germany-ish, where there was a lot of talk about how they were going to get on full renewables, in their case, offshore wind and solar. And there was one meeting where I think I was over-caffeinated or underslept or something. And you remember this meeting, Harrison, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think I preface it by saying something like, this might not be polite, but, which is kind of saying, like, you know, no offense intended, but. And I said, do y'all really believe this? And there was a woman there who was with the government who kind of flinched, but then there was another guy in the meeting from the private sector, and he kind of said, nah, we really don't.
Yeah, don't compel me to have to be truthful about where we stand.
Right. It's like when somebody says, well, to be honest, it's like, well, I hope so.
Yeah. Don't ask me about these altruistic goals. All right, we'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., as well as Harrison Crabtree, Executive Director of the World Trade Center, New Orleans. Stay with us, folks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and Harrison Crabtree, Executive Director, World Trade Center, New Orleans. Harrison, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. And Michael, final thoughts.
Well, I want to commend Harrison for putting together a great trip to Australia. And I think what we learned on that you know, when you talk about business dealings and diplomacy, it matters to be there in person. The technical aspects matter, but ultimately tone matters because you are building relationships, just like in any other private sector industry. So what we're trying to do with Australia is build relationships based on trust and respect. And I think it gets back to our first conversation, Noel, is that technical things matter, like fair trade, but trust and respect are also important. You need both of them to be in order to have productive relationships. And so hopefully we're trying to set a model here.
Yeah, I mean, when everybody is kind of in that long-term mindset, that's what business decisions and planning is all about. It's hard to have a very disruptive approach to that. And I don't know, where the payoff is going to ultimately be. I guess we will bear through this storm and we'll come out on the other end for certain.
We will. And there's some optimistic possibilities that this is, you know, some homeopathic medicine and just a little touch of poison to kind of, I think the inimitable Senator Kennedy said it, right? You know?
Yeah.
He said tariffs are like whiskey. So many things in life are like whiskey, Newell. You know?
I'd rather drink the fine.
And too much.
Rather drink the fine wine, my friend. Thank you all so much for joining us. Have a great week. Hope to see you at French Quarter Fest, Michael and Harrison.
Thanks, Noel.
See you around.
Absolutely. See you out there. Thank you, my friend. Great job, Harrison. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.